All right, boots and salutes now on this Friday morning, and you can start things off. Good morning. Go ahead.
Good morning. I attended the funeral for Tyler Bieber. We had togetherness with him and a fellow announcer, and went to the funeral. It's much like, you know, you go to family, immediate family, and you go through the process of prayers, hymns, and the burials and that. But you want to talk about all small towns have the volunteers, the auxiliaries, you know, for the meal after. But I would like to salute the town of Humboldt, immediate the hostess, a 1,000 people plus yesterday after the families come back for the meal. You could see that they on their faces with a little smile, and to help the people. The food that was probably all donated or purchased, I have no idea, never asked, but how organized with that many people, to a smorgasbord type of a meal, lunch, I guess, and telling what, not knowing where to go and all that, the volunteers directed people. It was so smooth. 1,000 plus people, and it was very organized. I'd like to have a whole salute to all the volunteers of that community. And a worldwide greeting.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for the call.
You said it well.
Good morning, boots and salutes.
Yes, I was hoping to, happy Friday the 13th. I was hoping to be first on your program and set the theme that we're going to go against tradition and make everything positive today. But your previous caller did a wonderful job of doing that. But I just wanted to say that maybe let's show that we've learned a lesson, that in the final analysis, life, family, and friends are the only thing that's important. And Dave?
Yes.
Could you send me the pillow that you dream on? And can you tell me why your wife doesn't deserve a good night's rest as well? I'm just so surprised that the women's libbers haven't been on your case and saying, why didn't you take advantage or capitalize on that two-for-one offer?
Oh, I did. Trust me.
Yes.
Good morning, boots and salutes.
Yes, good morning. I want to give a huge bouquet to Les Flazrick for the commentary he did yesterday on Tyler Bieber. It was just exceptional the way he said it all, and I hope that one day he's going to come to Humboldt and sit in that seat like he said. And Dave, are you the voice for the Rush?
I've done some work for them, you betcha.
You're not the commentator?
Well, I've been helping out on and off this season for sure.
Okay, well, keep up the good work.
Okay.
And best to Les Flazrick.
Absolutely. And young Tanner Fitch is our guy that does the Rush broadcast and doing a terrific job. Good morning, boots and salutes.
Good morning. I've got a big boot for the city of Saskatoon. We've got a major flood here on our intersection. We have been phoning for the past week to get it steamed, the drain.
Okay.
And nothing has happened. Meanwhile, I'm sure the lady's lawn, well, I'm sure it's dead. It's got salt on it. Why can't they just come and steam the intersection and get it over? But anyway, makes me wonder why we're paying taxes. Oh. And as a parting shot, you know, if they had cleaned our street, we wouldn't have this problem, but we never had a
plow come through.
Never saw a plow.
Okay, thank you for the call. 938-0600, toll-free 1-800-667-3727.
I want to salute Saskatoon Sports Tourism. I think that the idea that this weekend be declared Play for Humboldt Weekend is fantastic, because I think there's everybody moves at a different speed and grieves in a different way, but I like the idea of doing something happy, creating some good memories. So the whole premise is Play for Humboldt. Take those sticks that you left out for the Humboldt Bronco players and get your friends together, get your kids together, get the neighbors together, get out and play a road hockey game. It doesn't matter where, it doesn't matter when, it doesn't matter how long it is. Play a little road hockey, create some good memories. If you want to, take a photo and post that and hashtag it, Play for Humboldt. If you don't want to, don't. Just get out there and have some fun. Absolutely. Have some happy thoughts.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. With the previous caller, check the coffee shops and all that. That's where the workers are. That's where they're not yours.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I'd like to keep everything positive and salute the city for what a great job they did on the bike lanes this year. And as far as a little bit of water on the corners, it's always nice to have someplace to take your boat for a spin just to make sure that the motor is running fine because fishing season is coming up.
Your positivity is outstanding.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the positive power of positive thinking is the only thing keeping you naked off of a tall building with a deer rifle. So anyhow, you guys have a great day.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I'd like to salute and pat on the back Kevin Gehringer, the president of the Humble Broncos.
You're here. Yeah.
That fella, he's been the face of this tragedy for the most part. And what a composed, great leader. Humboldt is lucky to have this man. So pat on the back to you, Mr. Gehringer.
And you know what? I was talking to a friend of mine who's a teacher, and he was part of a crisis team that went up to Humboldt. And Mr. Gehringer is part of the school. I don't know which school division.
The school division, yeah.
The school division. But he has been not only a great leader for the Humboldt Broncos, but for his real role as a school division leader. Apparently, the guy is just off the charts.
Absolutely. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I'd like to salute my auntie. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for the call. 938-0600, toll-free, 1-800-667-3727. And just maybe an additional thought on Mr. Gehringer. He's a volunteer.
Yes.
He is a volunteer.
That's right. So. That's right. And you don't volunteer for stuff like that.
No, absolutely. Have your say at cjwwradio.com. You can go online and vote anytime. Once cannabis is legal, would you protest pot being used in your campground this summer? That's our current have your say question. So far, 70% say, yeah, absolutely, I'd be upset with that. 17% say, nah, it's all right. And the rest are kind of sitting on the fence if it were allowed outside individual campsites. Now, you can go and have your say online anytime at cjwwradio.com, or you can call us with your thoughts this morning to 938-0600 or toll-free 1-800-667-3727.
Wow, that's a deep question.
But if you think about it,
there's a lot going on there.
If you think about it, though, it would be legal, right?
It would be the same as having a brew.
Yeah, absolutely.
Interesting, isn't it? You know what, Dave? We are in for some interesting times here when it becomes legal on how it all shakes out. And it might be much to do about nothing. We may be surprised by the way the world embraces or does not.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to sit back and watch. Maybe I'll make some popcorn.
Well, there's lessons to be learned, I think, because some states have legalized.
For example, Colorado.
Colorado, absolutely.
Yeah, no, interesting.
And having traveled to Colorado recently, I've said numerous times.
All right.
It's different.
Have your say, cjwwradio.com. Throw your two bits in.
Absolutely. Still a couple of moments to go. If you'd like to boot or salute something today, 938-0600 or toll-free 1-800-667-3727.
Another thing that I've seen on social media here is 5 o'clock this afternoon. A lot of people are posting that perhaps have a moment of silence because 5 o'clock this afternoon will be exactly 1 week. Mm-hmm. Since the Humboldt bus tragedy.
Yeah, and in 1 week, that GoFundMe page has now topped $10 million.
Yeah, I read somewhere that there's over 100,000 people or organization have made donations everywhere from Peru to Spain to France, like Australia, all over the world. And this is like the largest Canadian GoFundMe ever and number 5 in the world.
Yeah. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
When these people smoke this pot, orders, is that smoke actually worse smelling than ordinary cigarettes or not? I don't know anything about it. I just thought maybe someone could say something.
It's a question that's out there, and to each their own, perhaps. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, good morning. This is a topic regarding what you're talking about smoking weed. Can you imagine, like, right now they have an issue with these fire pits in the backyard? What's going to happen when you're in your backyard on your deck with your grandchildren and your neighbor is out there smoking weed?
Thanks for the call. Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. A big salute to two fellows that helped my daughter when she fell and broke her wrist on Monday morning. She slipped on ice, and when that little skiff of snow was on their sidewalk, and they phoned me, and I came and picked her up and took her to emergency. Big salute to them guys. I didn't really get a chance to thank them very much at the time.
There you go. Okay. Great way to end the week, and that's going to do it as the lines are now jammed. Hold your thoughts until Monday morning. That's when we'll continue the conversation. We talked to James St. James. Rumor Day, Friday, coming up for you after 8 o'clock, plus birthdays, anniversaries, and more. Boots and salutes for Northern Factory Workwear, where they've got you covered.